And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Pat McCrory had an odd reaction to President Obama's executive orders on immigration that will allow 5 million undocumented immigrants, most of them parents of children who are American citizens, to come out of the shadows. McCrory said he was concerned about the potentially negative impact of the executive order on public schools, health services, and public safety. That doesn't make any sense. The undocumented immigrants are already in North Carolina. The children are already in public schools because federal law requires states to allow them to enroll. And there's no new burden on public safety either. In fact, the executive orders will help law enforcement officials, as undocumented residents will be much more likely to cooperate as they no longer fear being deported. And contrary to popular belief, the undocumented immigrants are still not eligible for most health care benefits. They will still have to undergo background checks and will pay taxes, though many of them already do. Either McCrory doesn't know all that, or he does know it and chose to issue a misleading statement anyway. And it's hard to know what is worse. Neither explanation inspires much confidence. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.